Just want to say a couple of words in English. Let's read this text in English, Ephesians chapter 4. We're working our way through here, chapter 4. Let's read this text, and then we just summarize what we did last Sunday, as we have some guests today that will share with us in a couple of minutes. Paul is writing about the purpose of the church, the purpose of spiritual gifts, verse 11, that God gives to the church in the form of pastors and teachers. And verse 12 is the goal. The goal is, as we stand here and we preach and teach the word, that you, the church, would be equipped for the as saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, and so that we would no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. You remember last time we talked a little bit about children, about characteristics of children and babies. And spiritually speaking, Paul is comparing believers, and it says, don't be like little children. And three characteristics for you to remember from last time, and then we'll pick this up next time, is that first of all, little children are vulnerable to those people that want to do them harm. They are unable to walk by themselves, and so they can very easily be picked up from one place and carried to the other. Now, if a person wants to do harm to a child, like a kidnapper or somebody who wants to murder a child, it's very easily done because the person is bigger. He's more powerful. He can physically overpower the little child. So we have the vulnerability. In other words, the fact that baby Christians, people that are not mature, that are not in the Word, that don't know the Word, very much like a little child, they can be picked up and carried away by people that want to do you harm. And God has given to the church pastor teachers for the express role that we would stand here as not only your teachers that will teach you, but as your shepherds that will lead you. And a shepherd, remember, he leads the sheep to the place where they can feed and where they can receive nourishment from the green grass and from the water that they drink. And the shepherd also acts as the shepherd that protects the sheep there. Secondly, very briefly, remember the children cannot speak. And even the little funny sounds that they make, we do not understand these words. They're sounds. The child cannot express, cannot say no, cannot tell you what his needs are. Very often, spiritual babies in Christ are not yet mature enough to be able to express themselves. That is why Paul calls us to equip the saints, to teach the saints so that you could do ministry. And thirdly, a baby has a very short attention span. Some baby Christians, some new Christians in a church, sadly, some churches have a very short attention span when it comes to the Word of God. They like programs, they like music, they like a lot of things except the actual teaching of the Word of God. God calls us not to activities, but to a deep knowledge of the Word, so that, as Paul says, we could come into a full knowledge of the Son of Man, who is Jesus Christ. As I said earlier, we have some guests with us today that have come from up north in Washington, I believe, a couple of different churches. So they're going to come up right now and share with us.